Keep Up. I'm your host, Cynthia Dill. It's Thursday, March 7th, 2024. I'm in my Cape Elizabeth studio. Good to be back with a quick update from the campaign trail. Dill for House District 123, in case you haven't heard. I am in the running for the state representative seat for District 123, which is most of Cape Elizabeth. And it's a three-way Democratic primary. The election's June 11th. So the task now is to accomplish getting on the ballot, which involves collecting a certain number of signatures on a certain size petition. So my first foray into this qualification process was a huge fail because I quickly printed off the petition form without reading the fine print that said, for some stupid reason, it has to be on legal size paper. So I collected several signatures that ultimately ended up not usable, but lesson learned. I quickly recovered Saturday morning, headed out, and just conquered the petition process. Happy that that's over with. And then I had a really great day at the polls on Super Tuesday. It was a Super Tuesday for the Dill for House District 123 campaign because, first and foremost, I was the only candidate there for most of the day. And here it is, the primary. Okay, so the people who come out to vote in primaries are the people who are going to come out to vote in the primary. So since my election in June is the primary, it made a lot of sense for me to be at the polls, even though you might think, obviously, Joe Biden is a shoo-in, and there might not be a lot of Democrats showing up who are going to be voting in the Democratic primary. You'd be surprised. There are several, and there are several who would like to talk about the issues. And I could tell that, some of them have been sort of mad at me lately because they have, I think, mistaken beliefs about my position on housing. And so it was a really good opportunity for me to clear up some things with some Democrats, but then also just talk to a lot of my Republican friends. And most importantly, and I can't even believe that this is allowed, I was able to collect 25 Maine Clean Election Fund contributions. So in order to, like I said, this eligibility process that you have to go through before the election, you have to get yourself on the ballot, which involves the petition I just described. And then to get the funding, you also have to, get a certain number of things. And one of them is $65 contributions. And it's not, it's not that simple. It's not that hard, but it's not that simple either, because people have to either have cash or a check, and then they have to fill out a form. And so it's not everybody's willing to do that. So to get 25 people to stop at my little table outside the polls in Cape Elizabeth, in the warm gym, actually, which was really fun because the high school kids were there for the day. So when the bell rang, there was just a throng of high school kids, which are really, I like seeing the kids, and I had candy on my table. So a lot of good conversations at the high school. But I'm actually stunned that you're allowed to collect money at the polls as candidates. I would think, and I didn't know this until I happened to be talking to my ethics commission counselor, because who kind of guides me through this clean election eligibility process. She's there as a resource because it's this bureaucratic process that even as a lawyer I find myself slipping up. Exhibit A is the legal size petition that I didn't use the first time around. But, well, I got the legal size petition in. Now I'm getting the signatures for clean elections. We have 46. And that's a good position to be in, because the deadline to qualify for the clean election funds is not until April, so we're in very good shape, very good shape. And I'm so glad that my competitors in the race were not there on primary day, on Super Tuesday. It was huge. It was a great day. It was a really good day to be at the polls in Cape Elizabeth. Nikki Haley won the Republican primary, which is kind of interesting, and of course Joe Biden. So now the race is on just to get qualified, and then assuming that all of us are qualified in the primary, we'll have the same amount of funds, and That's good for me because I think I have a little bit of a head start in terms of name recognition, so that, you know, it just gives you a little bit of an edge. So I'm feeling pretty good right now about the election. The reception at the polls was really good. A lot of people, this is funny, I think. If you're in Cape Elizabeth and you're on the Cape Elizabeth Pod Facebook page, you know that it's a jungle. You know, it's hard to even describe. Someday there'll probably be a reality television show about it. And if so, I hope I get, you know, a cameo, because it's really a trip. But so many people at the polls on Super Tuesday, not so many, but I would say, you know, four or five people came up to me and apologized for the way I'm treated on the Cape Pod Facebook page. So that in and of itself made Super Tuesday a super day. And so that's the campaign. We're cruising along. I've got a plan. We've got our advertising plan. We've got some great activities. We got a campaign campfire kickoff scheduled, and you know, and just some fun things. I look forward to it, but still working a lot on this housing thing. And so the next thing that I want to announce on this podcast is a site walk. It's going to be announced in the paper, but I wanted to give it a heads up that on March 23rd, which is Saturday at 9 a.m., we're going to meet at the Greenbelt Trailhead that is located on Starboard Drive, which is in the Cape Colonial Village neighborhood, which is a good place to start, because it's kind of the idea that forms the kind of vision for what we want to do right across the river there. We're going to cross the footbridge into the 22 acres of land that's been identified by the town engineers. So just to see it for yourself, if you're interested in seeing whether it's walkable, well, we're going to walk there. And you can see what it's like to be in that part of town and its proximity to the landfill and the, you know, the water plant. And, you know, you can see for yourself if you're interested. Everybody's welcome. It is somewhat moderate terrain, and it's about a mile and a half. So Cape Elizabeth voters are welcome, I should say. Everyone who's eligible to vote in Cape Elizabeth is welcome to come. And the reason why it's important to see is because it's my belief and hope, and what I'm working on, is to get a referendum question on the ballot in November. Okay, and the question is just going to be very simple. You know, something along the lines of, do you support the town of Cape Elizabeth making available 22 acres of buildable land that have been, you know, identified in this affordable housing feasibility report for the purpose of creating an affordable housing development as defined by LD 2003, right? We have to do that to get the density bonus, and otherwise complies with Cape Elizabeth zoning law. So, you know, it's just asking voters, do you want to make this land available to do what we legally could do under our zoning law and applying this new state law density bonus to create affordable housing as defined in LD 2003, which means between 80 and 120% AMI. So it's not very low income housing. It's a different model than what the Dunham Court is. It's moderate. It's affordable housing for families, for low and moderate income families. 80% AMI for rental housing and up to 120% for owned housing. The idea being that owned housing is a really better investment of our dollars to provide opportunity for families to get into the real estate market and to, you know, achieve long-term economic success, as opposed to just, you know, being in an apartment where you're not supposed to make more than 60% of AMI or you're not eligible to live there. That's a bleak sort of housing vision that a lot of us don't have, and that's why we're hoping to get this question of an alternative on the ballot. And what has to happen is people have to just voice their opinion to the town council that they want this on the ballot. And my plan is to, I'm going to announce the site walk at Monday's meeting to invite everybody who wants to see the area on the 23rd of March. And hopefully it would be nice if somebody could videotape it and make it available for people who can't access the trails, but they are public trails. So, I mean, they're as accessible as I can make it, because we're using the public trail system. So Not a whole lot I can do about that, but maybe we can make a video. But I'm going to announce the site walk this, you know, this Monday, and then the following month, I'm hoping to have on the town council agenda. I'm hoping that the town council will have on the agenda, you know, taking up this question of doing a referendum question, a non-binding referendum question for the November ballot. And if they took that up at the April meeting and then put it out for a public hearing in May, and, you know, whatever, people can make the case, but it seems to me, why would people be opposed to at least putting it out for a vote and just, you know, having a say once and for all whether or not people support it or not? Everybody can have the opportunity to make their arguments. It's not an expensive endeavor to put a question like this on the ballot, and it would simply allow the town council, the new town council, the next town council, to have some guidance about, you know, whether to put out an RFP. And if the town says, yes, we support making this land available, then the town council can put out an RFP, and we can, as a community, decide if what comes back, in fact, fulfills the vision of affordable housing. Like, if it comes back this fabulous design of this colorful, you know, architecture that blends into the hillside and environment with, you know, fabulous access to, you know, the walkways and maybe a nice playground, we might just be thrilled and want to plow ahead and get it done as quickly as possible. And if we get an RFP back that is not in our vision, does not meet what we feel are our needs in the comprehensive plan, then we don't have to do it, but at least get the question out to a vote. We're not asking to change any laws. We're not asking for any rules or any special favors. We're just saying, hey, we have this land. It's available. It's legal. Do you want to give it a go? So that's the plan. Site walk on March 23rd, hopefully teeing up the issue on the town council agenda at some point to get the question on a non-binding question out to the voters in November. And, you know, it's going to be a huge election. The turnout is going to be, you know, I'm sure maybe even break records, right? Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. Cape Elizabeth already has, you know, historically very high voter turnout. So this is the perfect time to have an issue that has been gurgling in the public discourse for 2 years, has been the subject of some study and debate, endless, you know, social media fighting. And so it's time to just call the question. So that's the plan. We're going to get it teed up, hopefully get it on the warrant in August. That's what has to happen in order to show up on the ballot in November, and just take it from there. And I'll keep you posted. And until next time, this is Cynthia Dale signing off.